Good morning, everybody. Scott Mrozek here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. So there were some tense moments in two Thumb school districts that received threats yesterday morning. In Huron County, the Unionville-Sebewing Area School District and the Millington School District in Tuscola County were the targets of false threats. The threat at USA schools didn't release the nature of the threat that was made. The threat at Millington, though, that was a bomb threat. Both schools went into secure mode until law enforcement in both counties investigated, and which both turned out to be unfounded. Because both incidents are still under review, additional information is not being released just yet. A floating dream that winter tried to freeze in place is moving again. After months stranded along the shoreline of Port Austin, the homemade houseboat known as the Neverlanding has slipped back into open water, quietly but not unnoticed. Locals spotted the one-of-a-kind vessel easing out of Bird Creek State Park Wednesday, marking the end of a long, weather-forced pause. The boat, built and captained by Steve Milria of Harrow, Ontario, had been iced in since December, its ambitious journey toward Chicago put on hold by unforgiving winter conditions. Online posts hinting at the vessel was preparing to launch. By early afternoon, cameras were rolling. Photos and videos quickly spread across local social media, capturing the moment the Neverlanding broke free from months of stillness. Then came a message, anonymously but widely believed to be from the captain himself, thanking the Port Austin community for its unexpected winter harbor. Now, the question hanging over Lake Huron, is this the long-awaited push toward Chicago or just a test run after the season of ice? For now, the Neverlanding is once again living up to her name. We'll be right back.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, reported there is a new COVID variant, BS.3.2, that has been found in 25 states. The new variant is a mutated subvariant of Omicron. It was identified in a respiratory sample in South Africa in November of 2024. Since then, it has spread internationally. It was detected in the United States in June of last year, and vaccinations seem to offer little, if any, protection against it. The variant has also been detected in wastewater data. Symptoms of the virus are similar to those with Omicron-related variants, with coughing, fever, fatigue, headache, body aches, sore throat, sneezing, and upper respiratory tract infections. A Northern Michigan City Council member was arrested this week after YouTube vigilantes allegedly caught him trying to meet who he thought was a 15-year-old boy at a hotel. Robert Wilson, 44, of Gaylord, was arrested Wednesday and charged with accosting a minor for immoral purposes and using a computer to commit a crime. According to the Petoskey News and Review, Wilson is a member of the Gaylord City Council. The City Council recently created a special ethics committee to investigate Wilson after a YouTube group called Pred Task Force posted a video on March 18th in which Wilson admits to communicating online with someone he thought was a minor and trying to meet up with them. Michigan State Police began investigating Wilson on March 14th after receiving reports about communication between Wilson and two people posing as a 15-year-old boy online. The conversation was allegedly sexual in nature, and Wilson traveled to a local hotel to meet the minor. State Police went to the hotel to investigate and submitted their findings to the Otsego County Prosecutor's Office. Wilson was charged and arrested on March 25th.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
A stolen vehicle that was reported missing last year was found submerged in a lake in southwest Michigan this week. A fisherman spotted the vehicle on his boat's sonar system while he was fishing on Wolf Lake in Elmina Township, according to the Van Buren County Sheriff's Office. The citizen contacted police on Wednesday to report that he had seen a, quote, suspicious object under the water. The fisherman shared images captured by a sonar system with police, which appeared to show a vehicle submerged in about 25 feet of water. Divers from the Van Buren County dive team went out to Wolf Lake on March 26th and successfully located the submerged vehicle. It was identified as a Dodge Ram pickup that was reported stolen out of Kalamazoo County in October. Due to being submerged for approximately 6 months, the vehicle had become a habitat for aquatic life, the sheriff's office said. During recovery operations, dive team members took care to safely return fish and other wildlife back into Wolf Lake. The incident remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs, 989-529-8167. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.